Okay, this is Parakut Beis, the final parak of Hilchos Malachim. The Rambam continues with halachas about Mashiach. Halacha Aleph, al yala lev. So don't think for a second should be most of Mashiach yivatal dar minhag shalom that any natural law will change whatsoever. Oh yes, sham chiddush ma'aseh b'reishis or some sort of new laws of nature. Olam k'minhag k'minhag. Rather, everything will operate based on its normal laws. V'zech nirma b'yishayo v'ger. Ze'ev in keves, v'namar in gedi, yirbatz. So when it talks about Yeshayahu, that the wolf, so to speak, will live with the lamb, etc., all this is considered a metaphor and a parable. In your davar, the main idea is she saw Yoshua on the betach. Rather, what I mean to say is that the Jewish people live together with evil non-Jews, like a wolf and a leopard. That's the key. Everyone returned back to the true faith. There will be no stealing and no violence. Rather, they'll eat that which is permitted in peace and comfort with the other Jews. All these other things that are described in the prophets is considered a mashal, a metaphor. And in the days of the Mashiach, Yodea Lachol, everyone will realize that this is all metaphors, and what concepts that were being hinted in these verses. The sages said, there's no difference between the current era we live in, as well, and the Mashiach and the Messianic era. Rather, simply, that will no longer be underneath the sovereignty of non-Jews. This is a simple interpretation of the words of the prophets. At the beginning of the days of the Mashiach, there'll be this great war. And before that, before this war, a prophet will arise to straighten out the Jewish people and to prepare their minds. And he's not coming to go ahead and make that which is Tame Tahor or Tara Tame, nor to say that people who are considered to be a good people that somehow they're defective, nor to make those good who are considered to be defective, rather to make peace in the world. There are some sages who say that before the Mashiach comes, and the truth is, we don't know about any of these things until they actually happen. These are considered secret, sealed things by the prophets. Sages themselves have no actual oral law about these things. Rather, only based on interpreting these verses. That's why they have a debate about these things. And rather, there's no order of these things, and there's no specificity insofar as these principles of faith. And in general, a person should not occupy himself with agadatas. He shouldn't spend too much time in these midrashim to talk about these things. He should make them the essential study. They don't bring it for more fear or love. He shouldn't try to work out exactly when Mashiach is going to come. The Chacham say, "Tavach rucham shel machshavei hakatzon." Rather, he should wait, v'yamin l'chol davar, and believe in this thing, k'mosh b'yarnu, like the Rambam's already explained. Gimel, v'mei melech Mashiach, in the days of the Mashiach, k'sish yashay mamlachasa v'chatzu elav kol Yisrael, when the kingdom's been established and all the Jews return to Eretz Yisrael, yisyachzu kulam al piv beruach hakodesh v'tanuach alav. So everyone will, what do you call it? Everyone's lineage will be determined based on the divine spirit that rests on this person. Shnemar by Yeshua Mitzar Kuntar. Levi Mitar Tchila. Now the Levium, the tribe of Levi, will become pure first. The Omer Zem Yuchas Kon Zem Yuchas Levi, and they'll say this one is because it's an, saying this one is a is the lineage is a Kohen. This one's a Levi. Bedocha Eshinam Yuchasan Lisram, and those who he doesn't recognize their lineage will therefore just be regularly Israeli. How are you, Omer? As it says, Yomar Hisrashta Lahem Ad Amud Kohen Lur Matun. In the Matas, so what we learn from this, Ruach Kodesh Miyachsin of Uzak and Moadin Modian Amuchas. We only through Ruach HaKodesh can we work out what they call it, who's who in terms of lineage and let them know what their genealogy. Vanim Yachis Israel Elishiftam. And he, what they call it, he'll only make people known which tribe they belong to. He'll say, you're from this guy's from this Shevet, this guy's from this Shevet. He won't say, but he won't say, based on their lineage. Maybe this person is a mamzer, this is an eved. Because the halacha is that when there's intermingling of the Jewish people, we keep them intermingled. The sages and the prophets did not yearn for the times of Mashiach. Not to have it so they rule over the world. Or that they should rule over the non-Jews. Or to be exalted by the other nations. Not to eat, drink, and be happy. Why do they long for it? Because this way they'll be free to involve themselves in Torah and its wisdom. And they won't have any, disturbances. So this way they will, merit the world to come. Bringing the section to a close. In this time, won't be famine or war. And there won't be, envy or any competition. Because the good will flow over big time. All the delights will be freely available, like dirt. The entire world will be involved in just knowing God. Therefore, the Jews will be great sages, and they'll know the hidden ideas. And they'll pursue the knowledge of God to the ability of man. So the Rambam ends off by saying, "Nishlam Hilchos Malachim v'Chibur Kulo." So this ends the section of Malachim and the entire work. So this brings Hilchos Malachim bringing it to an end, and this brings the Mishnah Torah to an end.